From the news desk, I'm Ernesto Garcia on this special election for District 6. And joining us, as always, is one of our political experts. He's a gentleman that has a blog that's at nmpolitics.net, Heath Hosselman's blog on New Mexico politics, and also the gentleman in charge of CrucesNews.com. And if he adds any more, I'm sure he'll let us know. But right now, it's Heath Hosselman joining us this evening. Sorry, it's really been a long day, Heath, but the District 6 election results coming in a little bit later than what we might have thought.
They were late from the city, but fortunately for all of us, Sharon Thomas's campaign had runners going to each of the polling places to get the results from those places. And even though the city hasn't reported the final results yet, we have the numbers. We've got Sharon Thomas with 54% of the vote, 1,322 votes out of 2,448 cast.
Are you surprised with that turnout? That number is almost like a little bit more than a quarter than what voted in this past election for the mayor.
You know, you're right, and I'm not surprised that that number of people turned out. I am surprised at how overwhelmingly they picked Sharon Thomas. There were two schools of thought out there. One is that the candidates who Sharon Thomas is you know, sort of aligned with the same people who helped elect Ken Miyagashima mayor, and Nathan Small and Miguel Silva to the council. And one school of thought was, well, they won pretty commanding victories. She will too. The other school of thought was, no, the other people, you know, some of the people in the business community, people who were behind Bill Mattis when he was mayor, that they got a wake-up call in November and they would be much more active in this election and they would come back and win. And actually, those people were very active. They ran a much more active campaign, really got behind Karen Trujillo, even though I think she was more of a moderate candidate in between these two sort of factions in the city. That side of things sort of, you know, came to her aid. It's still, I mean, to say it wasn't enough is a huge understatement, obviously.
Well, looking at the future of politics in District 6, do we now look at District 6 as a major decider in policy that goes on in the city and could, you know, start making even more election results a little bit interesting?
I think so. I mean, clearly these are people who, what's happening in the city, they're seeing it firsthand. They're living in places, some of them that are defined as sprawl, where they're not very close to services they need. The traffic problems are right there. Worse in the west side of their district, you know, the Telstra area, than they are anywhere else in the city. And so clearly they have not been happy with the way things have been going. They got Ken Miyagashima as mayor, and now they picked someone who is politically aligned with him to replace him very convincingly. And these are the same sort of voters. A lot of these people elected Karen Pettis to the county commission last year. I mean, so there's some overlap in those districts. You talk about Jeff Steinborn and Nate Cody in the legislature. It's a very active area on the East Mesa where people are coming in, and you saw Steinborn win a conservative district. You saw Cody knock out an incumbent, and so these are very active voters who just election after election now, three in a row, when you go back to the 2006 general election, have been a huge factor in politics in Doña County.
Your final analysis for tonight, now another female on the city council.
Yeah, another female. You've got a majority on the council now that were backed by people who are closely aligned with the Quality Growth Alliance. It's going to be interesting. In a three-month period, you've seen a complete turnaround on the city council as far as how the candidates were aligned.
Any final thoughts, anything that surprises you on this election? And, hey, interesting 2008 already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredibly interesting. I think that's one thing you could say is these voters have been a factor enough times now that we should expect them to be a huge factor in the 2008, you know, the November, even the June primary before that, and then the November election that are coming up.
Well, Heath, the Globetrotters were on tonight. I missed it tonight to be here to cover this. I'm glad you were able to stay with us up as well. And thank you very much, as always, for your insight.
Anytime. Thanks.
Thank you. That was Heath Hosselman on New Mexico Politics. You can also visit his website at nmpolitics.net. Ernesto Garcia reporting.